What up, worlds, and Diggity Road to Victory podcast. We here, and I'm excited to be here today. It's going to be a lot, man, so I ask if you guys could bear with me. You know, I promise you're going to get something out of this episode that might change everything for you, man. Shout out everybody, man. Shout out my boy Tommy, Chris, everybody that's been faithful listeners and stuff like that. And if you really, really, if this podcast has really done something for you, you know, I'm looking for support, man. I can't hide it. I'm looking for support. So, you know, in the description, I'll leave my Cash App, my Zelle, my Venmo, as well as my website where you could buy the fantastic and only improving merch. You know, I provide music at the end of the podcast, every episode and stuff like that. Let's support. And that's what I want to get into today. Let's just dive right in, man. This message is going to find you in good spirits. This message is going to find you in good health. This message is going to find you with love, with peace, serenity. But we about to shock the system right now, right? Speaking of systems, that's what it dawned to me. I got laid off almost, 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. And it is really hard, man. It's really hard to, you know what I'm saying, figure out what's best for me with the congestive heart failure and the kidney failure, going to dialysis. Let me see. 4.5, 9 plus another 4.5. That's 13.5, if I'm not mistaken, right? 13 and a half hours a week doing dialysis, right? 13 and a half. So, you know, my thing is like, all right, red or blue pill. If you ever watched The Matrix, you know, The Matrix is the machine of working for going to school, getting good grades, get a good job, work 40 hours for 40 years so you can retire with 40% of your income. You know what I'm saying? That's the machine. That's the matrix. That's what your eyes can see. That is reality. But the blue pill, Morpheus introduced Neo to the blue pill. He said that was the blue pill. But the red pill is the truth. The truth that your faith, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you could move mountains. That's what they don't tell you. They tell you be a realist and everything that you see, you know what I'm saying, go by that. But at a time, we lived in a world where you walk in a room and you flicked on lights, that was unrealistic. Getting on a plane was unrealistic. The internet was, at the time, the internet wasn't unrealistic. Cell phones was unrealistic. Somebody had the idea to say, I want to talk to somebody that's not even here, and then created the telephone. So I say that to say, which side, you know, getting laid off, which side of the spectrum did I want to live in? Do I want to do the red pill or the blue pill? You know what I'm saying? Do I want to, you know, have faith and manifest the impossible? Or do I want to just work the machine and survive? You know what I'm saying? And I want to take fear out of the equation. You know, fear of losing the stuff that I have if I don't go to the machine. Because the red pill blessed me beyond, you know, I was just talking to my boy, my best friend, the blind boss, TJ Hackett, soon to be the best selling author. He said, I was telling him, you know what, I'm going to get my license, I'm going to get a car. He said, you think you're too small, why get your license, get a car, and you can have somebody drive you? You get a personal driver, bro. And that's what this episode is about, man. We're gonna get into it, but first we want to go back to the systems, right? The systems. So I have this goal this unrealistic goal of by the end of the year making $50,000. It's a small goal. 6 months to less than 6 months to make $50,000. And I'm going to document a system that has to be Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich. If you watch basketball, Greg Popovich won 7 NBA titles using his system with players that fit in the system. The players that wasn't a good fit for the system, they didn't win championships. But Phil Jackson did. Michael Jordan, he got Michael Jordan rings. He got Kobe and Shaq rings. Because of his system. So I want to create that championship system in my life. Which is on the spiritual side. Is like, you know, taking in the information. Building a spiritual connection. And eating healthy and exercising, right? So that's the spiritual part. Taking information. I'm talking about books. Classes, seminars, YouTube University, you know, even the positive stuff on Instagram, right? Doing that, you know, eating healthy, you know, keeping the body as a temple, you know, you put in garbage, you get out garbage. So eating the good stuff that have the, you know, have the body functioning at the highest level, right? And what else? Spiritual, creating the discipline and obedience to activate your faith so you can move mountains, right? That's the spiritual. And I'm missing one. I said the spiritual, the information, the health, and the exercise. Like, I walk an hour a day. I try to get over 10,000 steps a day. Just staying active, keeping my body moving, you know what I'm saying? Keeping running, like, I don't know cars and stuff, but a good ass car. Let's just say that. And then you have the physical. The physical is that with the spiritual. The physical is, you know, documenting every idea you have and putting it on paper, right? Documenting every idea you have, putting it on paper, and analyzing it. What else? The physical. For me, it'll be this podcast, taking it to the highest level. My music, taking my music to the highest level. And taking my my brand to the next level, right? All while creating content. Gathering all the content and creating it so where I could post 3 times a day and attract and touch people with my words, right? So that's the physical. We're going to create a system with these values that can build myself and tap into the blessings and the gifts that have my names on it. And then I'm going to show you how to do it. And then I'm going to show you how to, because it's all going to be documented. I'll show whoever's willing to listen to do it. Yeah, man. So that's just a brief system I have for my life. You know what I mean? So I could just live the life that designed for me, you know, walk into my purpose and stuff like that. You know, I ask you, what does that look like for you? And what would life look like for you if you implemented all the things that, you know, came natural to you? You know, it's a lot of stuff just today, man, that I learned. And it's going to take me where I need to go. Because the key is knowing your purpose and I'm not saying knowing what you want, but understanding what you want and why you want it. Like, what's your why? And I'm so grateful for the people I have around me, man, that I could just vent to and have these income-producing conversations and these conversations about just elevating, man. I'm so appreciative. I can't lose. There's no way, bro. I have no distractions. I have none of that stuff, man. And that's the major thing, man, letting go. Letting go of all the stuff that serves no purpose. You think I was watching the NBA for as entertainment? No. I was watching NBA to understand greatness. And what the work ethic. And what it's like, the behind the scenes work. What are you doing? How long are you practicing? How many times are you working out? How much film you watching? You know, the master, Kobe Bryant realized that it's three things he had to study. He had to study himself as a basketball player, the other team's strengths and weakness, and he had to study the referees to understand why they call and what they call and when do they call it. You know what I'm saying? He got his certificate to be a referee. Just to understand basketball at the highest level. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do in order to captivate our lives, man. I'm so super excited to see what the future look like. And if I don't land where I need to be, it's not because I ain't try. I don't even want to speak that because I know there's favor on my life. I know there's blessings on my life. And maybe I might be wrong, but this is activating something that's going to lead me to something greater than the version of me I am now. Man, I know this is a long podcast, and if you tuned in this long, man, I got more and more stuff. I'll keep you guys updated. I just want you to realize that you ain't alone. You're just lonely. You ain't alone. You're just lonely. Some of us, that's our reality. Don't ever think you're alone. You're just lonely. Because I'm here. You hear them footprints. That's me because I'm coming. I'm coming to save you because I love you. I don't got no notes in front of me. I'm trying to. It was like so much stuff that I've been trying, and so much I've been experiencing that I want to share with you guys. But I'll leave it right here, man. I really hope you got something. Again, I'll leave my information in the description, and if this means something to you, you know, just support, man. It don't cost nothing. This is the Road to Victory podcast. Again, I wish you love, peace, wealth, and truth always. This is Ann Diggity. We here.
It's just different.
Yo, it's Ann Diggity. Let's go. Only improving, this man is fantastic. Only celebrate with people you was in the lab with. Chemistry, energy, if it's meant to be, then it's meant for me. Social studies, creating history, I'm talking homework. Only paper was loosely wooden wingman. Couldn't afford a two-piece, my life is like a movie. Zombie though, dead special, God bless you. Had to participate in my own rescue. Uncle said, go ahead, nephew, keep pushing forward. Remain center, but I'm looking forward. Student star praying for a sign. Just point guard on a road to victory. Said nothing about a scorecard. Filled with your scar with bruises. Nothing leaked through though. Started learning self-love. Started letting people go. Basic education, but still feel the need to know. Standing in the mirror, asking where the leaders go. The teachers go, he reading slow. Maybe he's remedial. Watch me even the odds. Got up on that TV show. It's unbelievable. Sorta like what Big said. But I'm dope like Tobey, no wig wave.